Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute your way. We are on Brachos 17a, talking about the merit we have really is due to our significant others. Rav asked Rabbi Chia, what merit women have to enter the next world, and he answered that they enable others to learn by bringing their boys, young boys, to learn, by allowing their husbands to toil in Torah in the base medrash, waiting for their husbands, they go far away to learn. That is the merit that they get. That brings to mind the story of Rabbi Akiva, the great sage Rabbi Akiva, one of the most inspirational figures in my mind in Talmud, for at least me. You know, he was 40 when he started learning, and then for 40 years he was teaching, and then another 40 years, whatever, however you work out the numbers. But he came back after 12 years of learning, and mind you, Kalba Savuot, one of the wealthiest merchants of Yerushalayim, I believe, did not like Rabbi Akiva. His daughter liked Rabbi Akiva. He did not see any potential in Rabbi Akiva. He did not want his daughter to. When his daughter said she was going to go with Rabbi Akiva, basically they ran off and he disowned her, basically. They had no money to their name. Somebody came asking for money to Rabbi Akiva's house, kaviyachol, whatever they had, and they had nothing. They had maybe a little bit of straw, and he said, I will give you the straw, that's all I could have, because the guy was having a baby, it might have been a malach, we don't know. But that's what happened, so he gave the straw, the little that they had, and he said to his wife, one day I'm going to make you a crown of Yerushalayim out of gold. Fast forward many years, after 12 years of learning and making many, many, many students, he overhears a conversation between his wife and someone else, and she says, If Akiva knew what was good for him, he wouldn't even come in. He didn't even say hi to her. He literally turned around, walked away from her. And then another 12 years, when he comes back to town, his wife runs to meet him. Everyone thinks, who is this lady pushing through? Who is she? And Rabbi Akiva sees her and he says, our learning, your learning, my learning is all because of her. Everything that he said, he credited to her. So we should keep in mind our lesson for today is that everything we learn, everything we do, we should really attribute to our spouse. We should really attribute to the one that supports us and that's always backing us up. And if we don't have a spouse, then attribute other things you learn to the other people. Everything you learn, everything you know, if it's from someone else, you should always attribute it and give credit where credit is due. And they say that if you credit other people, Geula will come. As we learn from Mordechai and Esther, Ha'amar B'Shem Mordechai, she said it in the right name, and she said it came from Mordechai, and Geula comes when you say it to the right people. So always credit your wife for your own work if you're married. If not, credit other people who teach you things. And this way we could bring the Geula speedily in our days.